More than 1,000 displays are laid out across a vast exhibition hall at the Orange County Convention Centre. The International Association of Amusement Parks and Attractions Expo draws 27,000 people and features everything from soft toys and dunk tanks to the latest thrill rides incorporating 3D visual effects.
And a lot of business is done here, so yeah, this is a crucial week for us in our year as we plan.
Tom Burnett is the chief executive of Accesso, which develops ticket sales technology and has offices all over the world, including one in Lake Mary. Burnett says more theme park visitors are using their smartphones to buy tickets and to do what he calls virtual queuing for rides.
Using a smartphone or a little device we might rent you for the day or lend you for the day, you wait in line, but you just do it while you're having lunch or you're going for a walk or you're looking at a show.
Parks that use the system include Six Flags and Universal Orlando. New technology may be changing the way people buy tickets, but the biggest change ahead may be in the development of new amusement parks. Burnett says the most developed market is still the US for now, but his company is also looking to opportunities in Asia, particularly China, where he says new theme park construction is booming. I'm Matthew Petty, 90.7 News.